Oh, the big one tomorrow, gents. Melbourne taking on the Bulldogs, of course. The bounce is at 6:45, but Triple M have got you covered all day, starting with Dead Set Legends, then the Rub. We cannot wait for this one, gents. Firstly, I'll start with you, Jars. Looking forward to it. Should be, the build-up's been immense, and both, they're probably the best two teams.
They are. And this can be a physical game from the first bounce. And, Boom, what will the Demons expect from the Western Bulldogs early in this grand final?
Oh, it'll be a hot footy. They play a real, and that's why they go so well when it comes to finals, because they play a real finals type brand, contested footy, crash and bash. They flick it out with handball. They really use a lot of handball, which you don't see good or finals teams do too much, but they just seem to be able to flick it, almost throw it out at times to players, but they just outnumber at the contest, Jars. So if you're watching the TV tomorrow in grand final night, you look at the screen and press pause on your remote and just look at the Bulldogs numbers. But Melbourne are coached the same way, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Look at the Bulldogs numbers around the footy. They just outnumber, out-hunt, and teams can't go with them.
No.
Against Port Adelaide, you pause the screen, it'd be four or five Bulldogs players to two Port Adelaide players, and numbers win out. That's what they'll expect. The Heat, they'll come for Max Gawn. I reckon they'll really target him. He's a key to this game. Obviously, a huge prelim. He's not going to do what he did in the prelim, kicking five goals. One of the best performances by Ruckman ever, almost, in a final. He won't do that, but they'll target him. They'll hit him off the ball.
So who's the X factors? Because you've got Bontempelli and you've got Petraka, the two stars in the midfield. Who's the big X factor inside forward 50 for the respective clubs?
Oh, Aaron Norton, he had an outstanding prelim. He was his contested marking ability for a 21-year-old is unbelievable. Mm. I didn't realise he was only 21 until I looked it up. But he was crashing packs and not just taking great marks, but he was, at worst, he brings it to ground and then the smalls can come into play. Got some speed inside 50, the Dogs. So, but they've got to be very wary of Stephen May and Jake Lever. Their main role is to keep them accountable, because we saw the Dogs did a very good job with Alirelia in that prelim final. They sent Shacky to him and they attacked him too. Off ball, they were attacking Alir. He hadn't had to deal with that at all this year. At any game I've done Port Adelaide, I have not seen any of that. He was allowed to do what he wanted. So whether they let Jake, I'd send someone to Jake Lever. I think he's a number one intercept player in the competition and he has such a big say on the when Melbourne play well, and especially in these big games. And it just settles the Melbourne team, I feel. He takes a big intercept mark going inside 50 and they can take a breath. They win the ball back and they go back down the other end. I think if you're putting time into him, puts a lot of pressure on Stephen May to do the same thing in the air, which I don't think he's quite as good at. Mm-hmm. He's strong in the contest, Stephen May, a great player, all Australian. Mm-hmm. But I think Lever's better in the air, so I'd put time into him if I was the Dogs.
Boys, that first 10 minutes, both teams will be nervous, no doubt about it. But how important is the start?
Well, it's very important. You just got to be calm and composed and just get a touch early. I think as a player, you just want to touch early, don't you, Byrne? And that settles you down. If you get a touch early in the game, you're away.
Nah, you certainly do. Just get a little touch early. Just get it going forward. Just, it's all about just keeping things simple early too. You don't want to get too overawed by the situation. Otherwise, you see teams do it. They give free kicks away. They do silly frees. They react. There's a 50-metre. All of a sudden, you've cost yourself a goal and then your teammates are spraying each other and then it can get out of hand really quick in the final. So just a bit of calmness. I reckon early's good. If you win the footy, just find a mark and even find two or three marks in a row and then you go, right, we're here, we've arrived, the big crowd's seen us, we're settled. It's almost the first team that settles. We'll probably win this game because two very even sides, stars everywhere. Mm. Christian Petraka, he's an X factor through the middle who can also go forward. He's only one of two players that has averaged 25 touches and a goal a game this year in the competition.
Winner and Norm Smith, boys.
Western Bulldogs by 7 points and Jack McRae, Norm Smith medalist.
Yeah, I'm going Melbourne by 9 points and Clayton Oliver, Norm Smith.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff. I'm exactly the same. Melbourne and Oliver, Norm Smith.
He's just copying Burnham.
Well, he had 38 disposals last time they played, Jars. 25 contested, 8 clearances.
Yeah, okay.
Get around him.
Yeah, all right.